is the time of year when people reflect on changing jobs, not least because of all the talk in the media about careers in the aftermath of the Leaving Cert results. But what if you do decide to take the plunge? What should you be aiming to achieve when you sit down to write your CV? A lot of CVs are simply kind of, you know, educational qualifications, interests, hobbies and all that kind of thing. Maybe you should be more strategic when you sit down. Liam Horan is from Slí Nua Careers. He's managing director of Slí Nua Careers Limited, one of Ireland's leading career training agencies. Liam Horan, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what should you write down? Should you kind of talk yourself up a bit?
Absolutely, yes. As you implied there in your introduction, a lot of people produce CVs that are very drab, and while they might have all the facts or most of the facts there, they don't sell you. And you have to understand that your CV is part of a sales process and you're the product. You know, and that sounds maybe a little bit too marketing or too sort of, you know, too modern in some ways, but that's the reality of it. Employers are now getting bundles of CVs for every job. So you need to make sure that yours stands out. And the first thing people should think about when they're writing their CV is not to think about what they did in previous jobs or studies or hobbies or whatever, but to actually think about what you achieved. So it's not about your duties and your obligations in the last job. It's about the results you achieved. That might be sales figures you realized, a rationalization program you completed effectively. It might be introducing the company to a new territory. Whatever you actually achieve, when you start a job, you're given a list of duties. When you finish, you should have a list of achievements, and that's what you should be putting there in your CV.
Like, to use a hurling metaphor, if somebody like Jamie Callan was sitting down for a hurling job, he wouldn't say we were runners-up, we were semi-finalists in the All-Ireland in 2015, he would say, I scored 3-9 for Tipperary.
Yes, I didn't just make the county team. I carried the county team for one. That may be a bit unfair on the rest of Tipperary players. Yeah. But yeah, what you did, and that's an interesting point, because sometimes people, when they're presenting their CVs and in interviews as well, it feels like they're representing their department at a management meeting, whereas in fact, that's not what this is. This is about selling yourself. So in some ways, Seamus Callan can't win an All-Ireland now, but he'll be hoping to win an All-Star. And that's what going for a job is like. Is you're going for the job, not the team that worked with you. It's you that's going for the job. So you think of your results, and you'd be surprised how many people do talk themselves down. I mean, I have met people, to use the Seamus Callan analogy as well, who were superb sports people, coaches and that kind of stuff, and they just put it in one line, involved in coaching in my club. And, you know, so you need to think about what you achieved and what that says about you. That's the main point, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but what about, can you be come across as too boastful then, or too arrogant?
There is a line that separates confidence and arrogance, and what I would say is most people do not go near that line. They're under that line rather than over that line. That's just been my experience, and that tends to be our case anyway. And perhaps it's an Irish thing as well, that we tend not to talk ourselves up hugely. But in the whole job-seeking arena, be it your CV or your interview, you must talk yourself up because nobody else will do it for you. So if you have significant achievements, if you have ability, if you have experience, you must put it down there. Not to the point where you make things up or you overpromise, but if you've good stuff going on, why not say it? Because one, it's true, and two, the next person in is not going to say it for you. So if you are bashful by nature, when you sit down to write your CV, you need to put that to one side. If you feel it's gone a bit over the top, get a friend or someone to look at it and say, what do you feel about that?
Yeah.
But it's the arena for it, and the employer expects you to talk yourself up.
Yeah, so what about if you are a good team player? Should you not say you're a good team player?
Oh, absolutely, and that's a characteristic you have. You know, that's like lots of other characteristics, be they IT skills or, you know, the ability to lead people or various other things. Yeah, you absolutely should, but not to the point where you give away your own achievements. You know, where you've got to recognize, being a team player is one of your achievements, but you've got to recognize where you made a difference, where you brought value, where you were the person who drove something on. So, and that must be in the CV.
So you should have action words in that CV.
Yes, you must be achieving, you must be completing, accomplishing, executing, facilitating, managing, conducting, words like that imply achievement. Sometimes people, I've seen CVs where people copy and paste the original job spec into their CV.
Yeah.
But that's a real disappointment because it shows that nothing happened from the day you got the job. You know, you got to show what you actually achieved, and, you know, using the I word in there and using active verbs there as well will bring that bit of life to it.
Now, include a personal statement. What do you mean by that?
Sometimes people write a CV and they go straight from their name and phone number and address at the top into their work experience or their studies. But that's not giving the reader a chance to get a sense of who you are. So about 200 words at the start of the CV where you summarise your achievements, your qualification, some of the attributes you have, just enough to introduce the employer to you. A little bit like, you know, like the cliche goes, the elevator pitch. Just a little something that gives the employer something to bite on and say, yeah, I like the look of this and I'll go on beyond this point.
You've just reminded me of something now. And it's this, someone did that. I was involved in an interview board a good few years ago. And somebody did exactly what you're saying, the personal statement. And the personal statement was brilliant. Certainly enough to get the person the interview. But once they got to the interview, then they couldn't match up, they couldn't measure up to the personal statement, but at least they got to the interview.
Yes, but you know, is that a good thing or a bad thing for them? Probably.
I don't know.
I think you should be able to stand over it. You know, you should be able to, when you turn up on the day, you should be as good as your advanced publicity suggests. So you need to get the tone of that right as well.
Yeah.
So they possibly got the interview on false pretenses. Maybe
because, they oversold a bit.
Yeah. But nothing you do in your career development should set you up for a fall or overpromise. In fact, a little bit of underpromising is no harm at all either.
Okay. How many points did you have in that CV?
How many points did I have?
Yeah, no, how many you know, bullet points or whatever you like to call them, points did you have? I mean, employers are busy people.
Yes.
Should it be one page, two page? How many bullet points should you have, or should you have any bullet points at all?
Well, I would recommend bullet points when you're summarising your key achievements, maybe five or six there, and you must be thinking about the job it's going for as well. You shouldn't have just one CV that you broadcast out ad nauseum. It should be tailored to each job.
Yeah.
I would say, just as a quick guide for people, 150 words of an introduction, five or six bullet points then, and to introduce the key achievements, and then after that go into your work experience and your education. You should really query why you go beyond two pages, and I would quote Mark Twain, who said, I wrote you a long letter because I hadn't time to write you a short one.
Yeah.
Understand the value of brevity as well.
What about something simple like spacing? I mean, I always think double spacing is a little bit too much, single spacing is a bit cramped, one and a half spacing is what I usually go when I'm looking for clarity. What do you think yourself?
I would go with single, but leave bigger spaces between paragraphs. People need to be able to look in and see where the key points are. And it's an interesting point. A lot of people don't consider how their CV actually looks. It should look well on the page as well, so that somebody who doesn't even speak English could look at it and say, that looks like a well-ordered, easily accessed document. I know where the various sections are. Lots of people run spaces all into each other, and there's no division between the various parts, and that can be hard for the reader.
And what about, you know, you can do stuff in bold, and you can do stuff underlined, and you can do stuff in italics. Would you do much of that?
I wouldn't go over the top. Bit of bold. I wouldn't do much underlined. I would do a bit bold. Maybe sometimes the use of a subtle colour can be nice as well.
Yeah.
Again, of course, it depends. Graphic designers will do something much more elaborate. But, you know, there's a limit to what a CV can do. It's, you know, so you need to make sure that the content of it grabs people's attention, and not to be too garish around colours and too many. For example, I would use only one font in a CV. I might bold it, or I might do other things, but it'll be the same font all the way through.
And any particular font, or does that matter?
I like Calibri, Cambria. I think Times New Roman is dead on the eye at this stage. It's a very jaded font, I think.
That's the one I like.
Yes, it's an old favourite, all right? I think Calibri and Cambria are quite sharp, quite fresh, modern.
And we have all these choices now with computers, no problem at all. Just a flick of a switch.
Absolutely. There's no reason for not having a good CV nowadays, and that's what candidates must realise. And the big thing is, you need to be considering it from the employer's perspective. There's, you know, 50 CVs there. What's in mind that's going to make mine stand out?
And something as simple as this, Liam, sorry for cutting across you, but our time is limited. As simple as this, okay, there's a sheaf of CVs. You can go and you can get a folder, curriculum vitae. Should you go and get a cellophane one, a see-through one, that they'll be able to see the details the minute they pick it up?
I tend to go for a CV without any cover on it at all. Just a neat clip on the top left-hand corner.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for talking to us, Liam Horan.